Byron, great to get an opportunity to catch up with you. We'll start with the good news. Congratulations, you've signed a new 2-year contract with Connacht, so that's good news, isn't it?
Yeah, really excited to be staying in Galway for another 2 years and plying my trade here. I loved the last 2 years and excited for what the next 2 years will hold, yeah.
You've been off the park for a little while with a bit of an injury, so how is that progressing and when do you think we might be getting you back?
Sort of didn't happen in the best circumstances. Sort of the day we're about to fly out to Benetton, to Treviso there, rolled over it there. So I've been managing it for the last sort of 2 to 3 weeks now, and it's actually picking up a bit of speed, so hopefully I could be back in selection mix for Cardiff, all things going well. But yeah, it's actually going really well, like swelling and all that's down, so fingers crossed, not too soon.
It was an ankle injury, was it?
Yeah, left ankle. Just went over it on training and sort of did the lateral ligaments in it, so wasn't the nicest of injuries. I was in a moon boot there for a little while, but it's come on quickly, so I was running there a couple of days ago and hopefully getting to some training later in this week, yeah.
So we might see you around for the Dragons?
Yeah, hopefully. Fingers crossed, Dragons away there in Cardiff, which will be good. Yeah, be a good game to get back into. Then obviously week off and everything's ahead for Munster.
Yeah, it's another exciting end to the season. I suppose if things had gone slightly differently for Connacht, they'd be in a better place, but they're not. So now you have to deal with what's in front of you. It's 5 games left. There's still plenty of points. There's 25 points sitting out there, and you're going to have to nail a fair few of them down if you want to get a top 8 position for Champions Cup next season and, of course, for the opportunity to go into the playoffs.
Yeah, there's some really exciting games coming up. Obviously, we've got a little 2-week block here in terms of playing Cardiff, and then we've obviously got Zebre this week. But then I think it's even more exciting, the challenges ahead of us after that sort of little break there, that week off. We go into some really big games in terms of Munster, Stormers and Leinster. Like, that's just exciting, isn't it? And I think it's good for the lads. It's going to test ourselves, but also, like, you want to play in those big games as well. You want to play against the best teams, and to have those three right at the end of the season, you know, we take a few scalps there, and it's going to set ourselves up nicely for finals. We're not going to be undercooked, that's for sure. We're going to be coming there humming, aren't we, playing some good opposition.
Well, when you're playing two away interpros in Ireland in three games, and then you're in the middle, you're in the side that got the better of you in the semi-final last year and then lost the final of the URC. So, yeah, it's a high-octane finish, all right.
Yeah, exactly. It's going to be exciting. I haven't won at Thomond Park or in the RDS, so I'm that excited to get out there and to claim those scalps, particularly, like you said, like interpros, like it's such a big rivalry between the lads, and like it's always played in such a good way, but just the intensity of the match goes up that little bit more, and yeah, geez, they're the weeks you want to be in the 23, that's for sure, I'm playing.
Mightn't be at the RDS. I think it's gone for renovation, so I don't know. I'm going to be asking somebody from Leinster in a while here where we might be playing that game, because it might actually be in the Aviva. I don't know where they're going to put it, but we'll have to wait and see. So it's going to be interesting. You don't care where you play them, though, really, do you?
No. Just, as long as we play them on a pitch and we get the win, that's all that matters, really, for me. Yeah.
I was talking to Mac there. He's been off for quite a while. Are you a good watcher? Or are you somebody who just, I know you want to play, but some players actually enjoy watching, they tell me, but what's your view of it?
I'd love, like, if I wasn't playing rugby, I'd be watching rugby, I'd be doing something within rugby. So actually, I love watching rugby. I mean, you do get nervous when you're watching your own team, probably more so. You can't relax as much as you want to on the couch, but no, it's exciting watching our lads go at it, especially when you've been involved during the week and stuff, and you know all the plays and stuff, and you sort of sit there and you sort of like, all right, they're going to run this play, and you can sort of preempt what's happening, and you can sort of say, oh, and you turn the lads on. So no, it's exciting, you know. You get goosebumps and all the rest of it, and you get butterflies in your stomach watching the lads go, because you just want them to do so well. But yeah, it's class. I do enjoy watching it. A bit tough sometimes when you're at the sports ground and you're rugged up and all that, but it's just part of it, isn't it? It's lovely.
Yeah, it is. And it looks like this year we're going to be rugged up for the entire season, by the way the weather's going. When you're watching on TV, do you jump up and down? Do you throw bits of paper at the television? Do you shout advice, information? Or are you sort of just, you're there, but you're kind of playing it at the same time?
No, I'm a quiet watcher. I just watch away and nod the old head. A few lads get up and jump and scream and chahoo and that. But no, I just sit there and just, you know, when the boys score, get up and celebrate a little bit. But yeah, but no, I'll be quite quiet there, sitting on the chair with a pint and, yeah, sipping away happy.
You've had two seasons at Connacht now and you've just signed on for another two. What has surprised you the most about coming here? When you must have come with some ideas in your head, but you still, it's your first time travelling to Ireland to play rugby. So what has surprised you and what do you enjoy the most?
I think probably the professionalism, like just the step up in detail across like every aspect of rugby, and not only rugby, like things outside of rugby, like taking care of your body better, detailing around attack and defence, taking to a whole new level, and even just through like the level that the coach, like the detail the coaching staff put into planning like weeks and months into advance, I suppose. And then obviously coming from Australia, like it's been well documented that like there's so many levels of professional sport in Australia, and rugby unfortunately at the moment's at the bottom of that pecking order. I hope it changes, and I'm sure it will with tours and Lions tours and World Cups happening. But I think coming into an environment here in Ireland where rugby is the only professional sport and it's so highly, there's such a big spotlight on it at the moment with how well the men's international team's doing. It's even the community within it, with around Galway and Connacht and how much they love rugby, that's probably something that took me by surprise. Like I probably didn't realise how big of a spotlight rugby actually is in Ireland. And it's like, it's cool, like being the number one sport in the nation, you know, that people get around and follow. It just adds more excitement to it, and it just adds another level to the game, which I probably didn't experience in Australia as much, particularly on the West Coast. Like it's predominantly AFL, for those who don't like Australian football, like completely different. So I think that's probably the biggest thing I've experienced over the last couple of years. Yeah.
I'm just wondering, have you had a chance to talk to Andy since he went back to Australia? I'm hoping to track him down during the summer when he's gone back to the heat and stuff. He's had a nice 6 months down there now.
I was chatting to John Porch, probably chats to him the most, to be honest. I've been in wavelengths with Porch about what he's been up to, but he seems like he's keeping himself busy, and he's back into some coaching ranks there and doing a bit of advisory stuff. But yeah, I haven't spoke to him actually. I'll probably bump into him when I head back to Australia in the summer break there.
You will go back, will you?
Yeah, I'll head back. I got to go back and see the folks, and I got a wedding there in Perth, so I'll go back for that for a couple of weeks, yeah, which will be nice. The only thing is it's I get trade off for winters, because obviously summer here, winter back home, so we're doing double winters.
Nah, you don't get winter in Perth. There's no concept of winter in Australia, to be brutally honest. It might be warmer where you're going. When do you come back then? I mean, you're going to be back before the end of the season. Do you already know an idea of where you're coming back for Connacht and what you're going to have to, what marks you're going to have to be keeping an eye on during your break?
In terms of pre-season start dates, I think we'll be coming back in and around like the end of July, and like obviously the season's going to be compressed up in terms of the start date there, so it could be like a 6 to 10 week pre-season block, which is obviously a lot different to what we just experienced heading into this pre-season with the World Cup. We had an extended pre-season in terms of 12 to 18 weeks, but obviously this coming into next season, it's short, 6 to 8 weeks, so you've got to hit the ground running. Haven't put too much thought into that. Obviously, we've got, like you said, massive 5 games leading into the final series as well. So that stuff, like I said, coaching staff are putting plans in advance, their months into advance, so that they know they take care of that. And you sort of get sent a little pamphlet when you leave and make sure you do your runs so you don't come back a fat boy, and you'll be right.
Yeah, that's probably key to it. Byron, good to talk to you. We look forward to seeing you back in a Connacht jersey very soon. And as you say, a lot of rugby to play. And there's still a lot for Connacht there. They just have to hit the ground running this Saturday against Zebra.
Yeah, exactly. Dead right. 5 points up for grabs. Got to take those 5 points. You know, it's a win, and then it's four tries. So two in the first half and two in the second half would be nice, and we'll be off.
You heard it here first. I didn't ask him what minutes they're going to come in, but it's two in the first half, two in the second, and get the job done. Byron, great to talk to you, and we'll see you soon.
Perfect. Cheers. Thank you very much, William.